Our first feature today is about Karen Norton, who is now the chair of Vision Norfolk and is herself severely visually impaired. Here is Jane Evans to tell us more.
Walking into a table is not usually a life-changing event, but for Karen Norton, it turned out to be the first sign of a hereditary eye condition. Retinitis pigmentosa gradually destroyed her peripheral vision, but did not stop Karen continuing her career as a teacher, bringing up her children, and now taking over as chair of the charity Vision Norfolk. Karen, from Stalham, was diagnosed in her 40s and, 25 years on, is severely visually impaired, with no peripheral vision and blind spots in the patch of the straight-ahead vision, and that remains. "The first thing I had to do was stop driving. That was my big loss, the independence of driving," she said. "I realised the headaches I'd been having and the accident when I hit a desk corner could be linked." But it also led to her new activities, and she now enjoys sailing with a group from Vision Norfolk and the county's Nancy Oldfield Trust. Her sister had been diagnosed with the condition 10 years before, and Karen, already a mother of two, was checked and told she could be a carrier, but had no signs herself. "And then, completely out of the blue," she said, "my daughter talked about this new test at the optician's. I did it, and after other extensive tests, found I'd lost patches of my peripheral vision." Gradually, Karen lost more and more vision, but is still able to enjoy crafting and helps her daughter make gift bags and shower mitts for her soap business. Karen taught at Stalham Primary School until retiring at 60 and said, "The children were amazing. They realised that they were my eyes. I always told them at the beginning of the year that I could see in the centre very, very clearly, but I couldn't see around the edges. So if they left things on the floor, I was likely to tread on them. I had a very tidy classroom." Upbeat and positive, Karen is quick to see the funny side of any situation, including literally missing the elephant in the room on a trip to London with her daughter to see The Lion King. Discussing a scene, they realised she'd not seen huge elephants, which were one of the centrepieces of the production because they were not directly in front of her. So what does deflate her optimistic outlook? Is there anything she'd like people to help with? She said, "I get frustrated when people park on pavements. It doesn't just force people like me out onto the road, but also people with pushchairs. But using a cane is good. My husband says it helps people realise why I'm dithering at the top of escalators." After retiring, Karen found more and more time to get involved in Vision Norfolk activities and then the trust which runs it. The charity was set up in 1805 by an Norwich man called Thomas Tawell, who was himself blind. Karen said, "I think he persuaded the rich and good of Norfolk to give land and money. He had this vision, for want of a better word." The vision continues into the 21st century. "Our aim is to do anything we can to help visually impaired people in Norfolk," said Karen. "I'm passionate about helping and trying to support as many people as we can. Coming out of COVID, we've had to make changes because of COVID, but also for financial reasons. Like most charities, fundraising has been difficult. Charities are having to think about new ways of working and new ways of fundraising. We don't want to make huge, great changes," she added, "but we have got to rethink how we do things. And my aim is to help Vision Norfolk reach out to more visually impaired people right across the county and build up our services so that we can help more people to live independent and fulfilling lives. I'm really looking forward to getting out and about and seeing people again." Karen is also hoping to be matched with a new guide dog. Her old dog, Holly, who's now 10, has reached guide dog retirement age, although she remains a big support to Karen. "When my husband takes her out," said Karen, "she's a dog. When I take her out, she's still a guide dog."